We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 10:30 in the a.m. It's time to make some prop bets. No, we're not gonna hold ourselves to these, but we'll have some fun with it.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, okay, good.
If we're right.
Yeah,
all of them, no, we won't bring it up again.
Then we don't even mention it.
Yeah, that'd be like two and a half weeks from now. That's ancient
history.
That's
social media logic, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If we get it right, we can, you know, parrot it, trumpet it, rather, on Twitter or Instagram or wherever, whatever it is.
We no longer have the picks of the week, but we got these. And this is, I don't know, beyond putting a few bucks down on whether you think Duke can win it all, going to Vegas and doing something like that. There are, I don't want to say unending, but it's almost like Super Bowl-ish with the prop bets that you can wager on, legally, of course, as it pertains to individual players, seeded teams, losing in what round, pretty much, the straight up, the pretty much coin flip bets that are out there that you have almost a 50-50 shot of winning. In other words, plus 120 versus minus 150. Those kind of odds that really favor no one. You're not going to make a lot of money if you win this particular bet. For example, how many Pac-12 teams will advance the round of 32?
Ooh.
Over one or under one? Now, there are only, three? We got Oregon.
Yeah.
You got, Arizona State.
That means Arizona State's got to win, too, because they're in the play-in or the first four.
To get to the round of 32.
So they'd have to win two games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they win one game, they're only in the round of 64.
That's kind of tricky. It
is a little tricky.
Tricky,
you got to pay
worded
attention
question,
to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of faith in Washington. Oregon's the team that I like.
And they play Wisconsin. I actually have Oregon winning that game. I picked them. I got an Oregon Irvine round of 32, 12 versus 13.
Wow. So you took Irvine over K-State.
Yeah.
Just too much Dean Wade, too much.
Like, if you're not hitting shots, I hate to come down on K-State like this, but they're just one bad shooting night away from. And now it's over with, you know?
Yeah,
and to not have Dean Wade, that scares me a little bit for K-State.
Okay.
Let's see here. Do you want to go with the individual point total for any one player?
Just throw out the ones that you think are the most interesting.
Okay. Let's try this. Will the highest single game point total for any team be over or under 98.5? I'm going to say yes.
Surely, opening day,
somebody's going to get to 99 against some schmuck. Yeah. So I'll say yes. I'll say over 98.5.
I'm going to say no on
you
that.
You're
say
no?
Just
okay.
That's a ton of points.
It is.
That's a ton of points, and if you're winning by that much, then you're probably dragging your regulars out and giving guys a little time to play. You know, so 98 seems a bridge too far to me.
Well, you better hope North Dakota State puts clamps down on Duke here in a couple of days.
the clamps. The kind of, do the Bison have any clamps
Not that size, I don't think. They may have some clamps, but they need some big ones. Here you go. Will there be a triple-double? Now, these odds are much longer. Over 0.5 is plus 500. So this may be an easy bet to say no, that no one will have a triple-double, but that is an option. So we'll skip that one, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
That's interesting. Though.
Yeah, over-under number of triple-doubles, and it's set at 0.5. So in other words, yes or no. How many seeded upsets... And that is this includes a 9 being an 8. How many seeded upsets will there be in the round of 64? The first day, first 2 days.
Seeded upsets.
Yes.
Okay.
Over, under 8.5.
I'll go the over on that.
Over, okay.
I'll go the over on that. And that's with me sitting here starting the show off saying this has a really chalky taste.
Loving chalk.
So what
am
I thinking?
I don't know.
Good God. I'm all over the place.
Well, okay, but to your point, by the time we get to the Elite Eight, it could be chalky, and the underdogs could be dead by then. So you could end up being right both ways. It's possible. It's possible.
Actually, 9, though, is a lot to win that bet.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the round of 64. We're talking about opening day.
So you're talking about 32 games and getting basically 9 lower seeds to win.
Right.
And I might amend that. Might amend that.
You want to come back to that one?
Yeah, I think I'll come back down. Right. I think it's close, but I'll come back down on it.
Okay, we'll both take the under. I took the under. So we're both over on the under there. Let's see here. This is a coin flip, and I can't believe that it is without giving away my pick. Although I could go first. I won't make you go first. What will be the highest single-game rebound total for any player? Over, under 18.5. I can't imagine somebody's going to get 19 rebounds.
No, I can't either.
That's that's -130 the over and +100 on the under. Maybe I'm missing something, but 19
I wonder why they set it there.
I don't know.
There's got to be some reason.
Well, the reason is they think money's going to come in on both sides. But I'm thinking more 15.5. You might.
And by the way, I believe that the country's leading rebounder this year is not even in this tournament. Remember the name Nico Carvacho? And maybe you don't.
I don't.
But he played at Sunrise.
Okay.
Right there in Bel Air.
Okay.
He's a Sunrise product and is up at Colorado State. They had a very nondescript year, but he averaged a double-double, like 20 points and I think 14 or something or other rebounds. And I believe led the country in rebounding, but that's a kid from Sunrise Christian. Sunrise Academy.
Academy, yeah.
Right, doing their thing. So, boy, God, what a program they have there. Just unbelievable.
And I've been meaning to examine closer Sunrise and talk about them. I'm glad you brought that up because I don't feel like they get any coverage whatsoever around here. And all they do is churn out Division I basketball players.
Oh, my God.
So why wouldn't we bear down on Sunrise more?
I'm with you.
Let's make a point of that, shall we? I mean, people need to know about what's going on at Sunrise and the players that come out of there. They go all over the place. Buddy Hield was from Sunrise. List goes on and on and on.
Zach Brown,
mm-hmm.
Ron O'Nerger.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are a lot of guys at Wichita State that have been affected by
it. And Kyle Linstead is from there, so we'll get him on the show one of these days.
Yeah.
And
yes, absolutely.
Absolutely, let him prop up Sunrise a little bit. Okay, let's see here. Where was it? Oh, total overtime games in the round of 64, over under 2.5. I'll go over. It's +155 if you go over. -200 is under.
Okay.
So it's chalky to say over. Under. You going to go over?
Yeah, I'll go over. Go over on that. Why not?
Give me three overtime games in the opening day.
Now.
One time.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Will a #1 seed lose in the round of 32?
Ooh, in the round of 32.
Yeah, so if Virginia gets past Gardner-Webb.
So an 8 or a 9 beats a 1. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes or no?
I'm saying no this year. I'm going to say no.
Gonzaga supposedly is the softest #1, and they would play either Syracuse or Baylor.
I like it. Gonzaga's... Are they really a soft #1?
Well, we're splitting hairs.
I like
here.
Gonzaga, man. Well, you've got 3 teams from the ACC. So you can't possibly look at the body of work from those teams in the ACC and compare it to Gonzaga and not come away with the conclusion that they're the softest of the 3 of the 4 top seeds. Having said that, they played an incredibly good non-conference schedule and even though St. Mary's got them, and they looked bad. Now, let me just say this. They looked bad against St. Mary's.
They did.
But, boy, I'll tell you what, Shane, I've seen them about 8 times this year.
Okay.
They don't look bad very often. I mean, they've played some pretty good people and beaten some pretty good people. They didn't play well against, what was it, North Carolina or was it Tennessee? Can't remember, one of those two, early on in the season. But come on. I think Gonzaga is real.
All right. A couple quick ones. Will the largest margin of victory in the round of 64 be over or under 37.5?
Ooh, now that's a good one right there.
I say over. Somebody's going to blitz somebody by 40 or 45.
Someone's going to win by 40.
Yeah.
Well, there are only so many candidates, right?
I guess. I mean, you would think they're all the ones versus 16s, but you got...
Or the 2 and 15s,
yeah,
you got maybe.
Kentucky playing Abilene Christian. That's 2-15. I say yes. I say yes, there will.
All right. Okay. I'll go along with that, but with really no feel for it.
All right. How about this? And this is, we can define this maybe later. Will there be a buzzer beating shot in the round of 64? Yes or no?
Ooh, a buzzer beater.
And to me, that's like release the shot with 2 seconds left. Maybe the buzzer doesn't go off, but it goes through the net under a second left. That qualify? That close enough?
Yeah, and I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. We're not going to have it. We're going to have some attempts at buzzer beaters, maybe. No, I say no, because you still got to make it.
And this doesn't count. You're down 40 and you hit one at the buzzer.
Yeah, no. You're
because that could happen.
You're talking about a winner, aren't you?
You win it.
Yeah, we're talking about a winner.
Win the game.
That skews it tremendously. All right. OTD coming up. Also, the opening of Major League Baseball. We've got a game that's already counted. 16 runs scored in it, right? No, yeah, 16
yeah, 9
runs.
To 7. Yep.
Yeah, 9-7. Mems beat the A's to start it off. All part of the last 10 minutes or so of the show. Shane and Bruce rolling through this Wednesday edition of Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.